WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight. Who wants to walk with the lions? Yeah.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Because when the hounds come down to this ring, you got two choices. You get out of our yard, or we beat your ass.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
I feel like I owe everybody an apology. For months, maybe even a full year, I've come out here and spoke as Roman Reigns, and I said a lot of things. You know, I said that I'd be here every single week. I said I'd be a fighting champion. I said I was going to be consistent, and I said I was going to be a workhorse, but that's all lies. It's a lie because the reality is my real name is Joe. And I've been living with leukemia for 11 years. And unfortunately, it's back. And because the leukemia is back, I cannot fulfill my role. I can't be that fighting champion. And I'm going to have to relinquish the Universal Championship.
And that's where we start. This is the Raw Post Show, back from a one-week hiatus, presented as always by Gerwick.net and MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin', that is Lindsay Ward.
We're back, and we're back with a bang, because, oh my god, tonight we had some bombshells. Holy crap, I don't think I've been able to take it all in yet.
Honestly, no. We've spent the majority of the last 2+ hours sitting here discussing it, trying to figure it all out. It's one of those situations where things sort of just take a big old twist.
Well, I mean, I think we should obviously address the biggest one, which is the fact that Roman Reigns did have to relinquish the Universal title, and he is, in fact, going to battle leukemia again for the second time, which that is the worst news you want to hear about somebody, and it's incredibly sad, and I'm sorry to hear it. I don't know what else to say other than I'm sorry for him, for his family, for his friends, for everybody. I mean, I know he's got a fighting chance. I'm sure he will be okay and he will be fine, but you've got to imagine that just sucks. That just absolutely sucks to get told that and then, you know, have to give up your title and give up your career and give up everything because you have to go fight this thing that you've already beaten once. Like, you know, I can't imagine the high of knowing that you've beaten cancer only 11 years later to get it again, and then you have to go through what I've only heard is as hell a second time to potentially get rid of it. I mean, that's awful for him. It's not deserved at all. And unfortunately, cancer is one of those things that, you know, it's indiscriminate and it's an awful thing.
The phrase you throw around on the internet is F cancer. So
F cancer.
So there's that. Life hits you hard. and you never see it coming. And the moment Roman Reigns walked out onto that stage tonight, you knew something was up.
Mm-hmm.
He was dressed in his regular clothes, no shield, whatever, no Roman, whatever. He came out, blue jeans, black shirt, chain out, Roman Reigns, just comes out, being himself. And then he starts talking. He opened up about everything that happened and, you know, his battle and what have you. He gives up the belt, very classy way to go out. You had Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins show up on stage. They hugged their boy. Seth Rollins was tearing up major.
No. Seth Rollins was not tearing up major. Seth Rollins was bawling.
Yeah, he was bawling.
Dean was a little bit more reserved, but Dean was upset. But yeah, Seth was absolutely bawling. He was beside himself at the news and at everything. So it's just, yeah.
There was a report that came out earlier today where it's like, and there's a lot to go with it, but part of it was Roman Reigns is injured and won't be a part of Crown Jewel. And then the report came out afterwards that he was seen in the ring and he looked fine. Then we heard what we heard on the show tonight, and things weren't as good as being told.
No.
I'll say this. I'm very proud of the internet. I'm very proud of the WWE Universe. I would assume majority of it handled it the way it needed to be handled. The fans were very respectful. They were very appreciative. There are the people who are, you know, assholes out there who probably made some comments on the internet that probably were out of line.
If you're mocking this man after tonight, like, because you can, you're a dick. I'm sorry. You're a dick. The man came out and said he had cancer. Like, okay, it's all fun and games at a wrestling show because, yeah, it's a wrestling show and, you know, suspension of belief and everything else. And if you want to be a dick there and make fun of him because you can, whatever. You've been doing that for years now, but to, like, continue to do it after the man has come out and basically had to give up his entire career with no guarantee he's ever going to get it back, like, and you're still making fun of him, you're a dick. You seriously are, and you need to reassess your life priorities. I'm sorry. You do.
Yeah.
I mean, that you're showing a lack, just a complete lack of empathy and really human decency, you know?
Oh, I don't disagree on that.
But yeah, I mean, for the most part, most fans, it was immediate. It's like the booing stopped. Everybody was respectful, more or less. I mean, everybody was wishing him well, us included, and hoping that he recovers fully and he's back soon. So, I mean, you can tell that it's like people booing Roman. It isn't because they hate Roman. It's just they're booing Roman because they can boo Roman. And the second it's like, oh, this is serious, it stopped. Like, the jeering stopped, the booing stopped, them making fun of him stopped. It all just stopped, and it would turn to respect. There's also been a huge outpouring from the locker room. Everybody sending well wishes and good thoughts and everything else to him.
Yeah, everyone in the WWE, everyone outside WWE has been very supportive of Roman Reigns in the fight that he's about to undertake. He came out, he did it, he made it public, and you go from there.
Yeah, and you have our good wishes, Roman. We hope to see you back soon.
So that made the first hour of the show really awkward.
Yeah, it was a little hard.
It took a minute to get it back in.
It did. It did take a minute to get back in because it's like, okay, that was a little too real, and you just need a break and a breather.
So
from our thing.
So here's what happened in the first hour: Finn Balor beat Bobby Lashley, and Ruby Riott beat Sasha Banks. Two solid matches. That was that. Also on the show, Apollo Crews lost to Elias. And then Elias apparently turned heel when Baron Corbin wouldn't let him play his guitar again, so he smashed it on him. So Elias is now a babyface.
Okay.
Based on, you know, how the crowd reacts to him, I guess that's fine.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Ember Moon won a quick fatal four-way over Tamina, Nia Jax, and Dana Brooke. The whole thing about women's evolution, how it's changing things, and we're no longer 30-second matches. We had 2-minute fatal four-way.
Irony.
I'm just going, leaving that there. The segment with Nikki Bella and Ronda Rousey was really good on this show.
It was
the contract signing. Last week was way over the top, and you really took a lot of cheap shots. This week, they kept it simple, but they took some shots. Mainly, Nikki Bella was poking the bear. Yo mama is so... She didn't do the yo mama joke, but she went after Ronda's mother. talk about how, because the whole base of the segment was about the word, about your word, living up to your word and your bond. And that's what they thought they had with, she had with the Bellas, and that was not to be. So Nikki poked and prodded, talked about, you promised your mother you would win the Olympics and a world championship like she did, and then you would never get hurt in the octagon and retire undefeated, but you broke those words. And she asked what Rosie's mother would think when a diva beats her for the title. Nikki signed the contract and then slapped Ronda across the face. Ronda's only response was, come Sunday, I will end you. I give you my word. Boom.
Done.
Perfect. You had Nikki getting her shots in. You had Ronda taking it. But Ronda sent a clear message. I'm going to kill you, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Without question.
So there's that. Also on this show, we had D-Generation X come out. Hunter talked about, people were talking about fear, and fear kept him in the war room, and fear kept Sean from coming out of retirement. Hunter said it's going to take a lot more than to instill fear in them than going to the boiler room of the Knoxville City Hall, putting on a mask, and make some idle threats. I hate to break this to you, boys. Ain't neither one of us running for mayor, said Sean. Taking the shots when they can. He said people are talking about the word nostalgia, and it's nice, a way of saying old. Sean thought it could mean for new merch, but, you know, was not to be. Triple H said there's a sequel to a movie out that came out 40 years ago. It's the number one at the box office. He said they packed 70,000 fans into a venue in Australia to see this. Pointing to DX. Maybe old is just a really polite way of saying we're better. Triple H then talked about the X on the DX shirt. He said there's another X that says they are better, and another X that says the future is now. And guess what? We're running that too, Sean said, as an NXT champ broke out.
Pretty much. I mean,
that was on point.
That was on point. You can't be mad at that.
Can't be mad at that. And before they could, Hunter said they aren't coming to make Undertaker Kane look laugh or for nostalgia. They're coming to kick their ass. And before they can deliver two words, the familiar gong is heard in the arena, and appearing on the Tron are Kane and the Undertaker. They talk about pride and arrogance. Undertaker said the DX reunion will be the vessel of their destruction. Kane said Hunter should have stayed away and Michael should have stayed retired. You can't turn back the clock or avoid the Reaper or the Brothers of Destruction. Then they showed tombstones with Hunter's and Sean's birthdays on them and their death. And then they poured dirt into the grave. Good stuff.
I loved everything about this. I'm not even going to pretend that I didn't. I loved everything about this. I want to wholly congratulate the camera crew that went out with The Undertaker and Kane, because they were the good camera crew. They got their angles down. Taker hadn't looked good that good in years. Somebody knows how to shoot that man's face. Thank you. Thank you. And light them. Yes, but we had the whole, like, they're going all out for this scenario where they're in the graveyard, they're cutting the promo, they've got the fog machines out, they're throwing dirt in the graves. I mean, the whole nine. Just the whole nine. They pulled out the whole shebang for this, and I'm very grateful for that. Because, yeah, this was everything. DX's promo was on point. But, yeah, when they start talking about nostalgia and, you know, how it just means old, I'm like, y'all don't do it. Y'all don't do it. He's gonna get mad at you.
Thankfully, they didn't.
They came damn close, though.
Again, I mentioned this on the Rack episode I did on Thursday. While this is cool, and this is cool, and this is good, I'm losing a little feel for the battle. Because, to me, I like the in-ring, serious, back-and-forth stuff, more than the campy Undertaker Kane stuff. That's me. You know what I mean? I thought they were headed in a good direction, and it's taken a step back in terms of build-up. But because you don't want to have him there every week, I know why you're doing it this way. I need another nice verbal confrontation.
You'll get it. I think they're saving that for next week, but there is something to be said for the campy Undertaker stuff.
I get that. This is just me.
Oh, I know. But yeah, I mean, I was fine with this. I mean, I love the campy Taker stuff. The fact that they went out and shot it, took them both to a graveyard. I mean, I can highly appreciate all of that. And it's honestly been a long time since Taker's done that.
It's been a minute since he's done that. I like the graveyard stuff better than the boiler room stuff.
Yeah, the boiler room stuff always, like, is a little weird.
But I get it, because last week they did it for Kane in the boiler room, because that's his little domain, and this week they did Taker at the graveyard, that's his domain. I get I mean,
Taker prefers the open air.
He does. His hair can blow in the wind. That's a thing. So that was fine. We'll talk more about it next week. So Charlie Caruso interviewed Trish and Lita. She asked about them being taken lightly by Bliss and James. Lita said they're ready for it. Trish said they bring out the best in each other. And Alicia Fox came in. She was acting all weird and whatever. And then Mickie James attacked them. Trish and Lita then recovered, laying out both Alicia and Mickie, and basically saying, "This is how we do things. This is how we did things in the Attitude Era." Leaving people laying. Good. Solid. Should be noted.
Effective.
Very effective. Should be noted. Alexa Bliss not in this promo.
Yeah, she's suspected to be injured, but that remains to be seen.
She's reportedly injured on Saturday night when she just returned back to the ring. She's been out of the ring for a while, and she reportedly suffered a concussion. We'll have more on a follow-up on Thursday. Because we're back live, y'all. Back live.
Yes, back Thursday.
Catch you
all. The hiatus is over.
Hiatus is over. See, told you. Ladies and gentlemen, there was Paul Heyman on this show. Paul Heyman talked up Roman Reigns. He put Roman Reigns over strong. Talked about what type of man he is and what type of man a champion is, and that was Roman Reigns until 8:05 tonight. He said only Lesnar and Strowman will get their say who's worthy of being champion, and he says it is your house is a Strowman. He says Lesnar's the only one worthy of the honor and dignity of being your champion. He spoke about Lesnar laying the title belt down in the UFC Octagon, saying he's the best that WWE has to offer. Heyman said Strowman can't hang with Lesnar, and he's not in the same species as Lesnar. Braun Strowman came out. Strowman told Heyman to tell Lesnar he will beat his ass all over Crown Jewel and will bring back the belt to Raw, and he will do it every single Monday. He says he has had his differences with Roman, but once he beats Leukemia, he will be the first in line for a title opportunity. At this point, Drew McIntyre laid up Braun Strowman with a claymore kick. Heyman was really strong. Braun was good. Drew, they're putting the rocket up his ass and they're pushing him forward. It's the best way to put it?
Yep, pretty much.
So, we then have your main event. Raw tag team titles. Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre. They battled. They had a fantastic match, like they always do.
Mm-hmm.
There was a ref bump. Braun Strowman came out, took Drew McIntyre out of this matchup, leaving Ziggler to be left alone with the Shield. Stomp on Ziggler. Ambrose throws the referee in. 1, 2, 3. The Shield are your Raw tag team champions. Hell of a main event. Hell of a night. That is the best way to end this show on a happy note. After everything that happened, the feel good moment. Oh, dirty what? Dirty deeds on the belts. Ambrose punches the mat, bites his fist. Brawls, or beats up Rollins, keeps yelling at him, telling him, say it again. Kept beating him up, kept doing it over, picked up titles, threw them at Rollins, pulled up the padding, more punches, dirty deeds on the concrete. Ambrose took off his shirt, threw it aside. Seth Rollins is laid out. Fans are booing the hell out of Dean Ambrose as he walks up the stage, or walks up the through the audience, as the Shield does. Feel-good moments are hard to come by in wrestling.
Yeah, they are.
And when you get them, they're the best way to get some heat.
Oh, man.
So, like, before the match, we read a tweet, like either it's going to be a feel-good moment or Dean's going to turn. Like, if someone's just thinking about it, like, nah, Dean's not going to, not tonight, nah.
Yeah, given the announcement, it's like, no, they're not going to do
gonna,
it tonight.
We're going to feel good. We're going to feel good television. Feel good television. Go home happy. Send the fans home with a smile on their faces after their hero has left them to fight cancer. Nope. That crazy sumbitch in the back goes, opportunity to make a star. The crazy sumbitch is Vince McMahon, for the record. They pulled the trigger, pushing Dean Ambrose to a position where now he's your 1A, 1B top heel on the show.
Yep. They're now moving him into a position where he's kind of coming out of the shadows and into the forefront. With the exit of Roman Reigns, you have places you have to now fill, which they've moved Braun Strowman into Roman's place as the top babyface, and they've got to move somebody into Braun's place.
Which will be Drew McIntyre,
but you can have Dean Ambrose right there too.
Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins will be your either 1A or 1B feud coming out of this, which is a good thing. They need it.
Excuse me.
They really need it to be a thing. Oh, Kurt Angle did a promo promoting Crown Jewel in front of an American flag. That was awkward.
Yeah, that was awkward. I mean, here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Life goes on. Mm-hmm. I mean, as unfortunate and as tragic and as terrible as Roman's announcement was, and we all wish him nothing but the best, life goes on, as sucky as that is to say. And like it or not, WWE does have a pay-per-view November 2nd, and they now have to fix storylines. They have to fill spaces that weren't necessarily going to be filled, or were going to be filled by somebody else. And now that person is gone. And because of that, because you take one extremely key player out, your main champion out of the picture, now you have to shuffle people.
And not just for Crown Jewel, because Crown Jewel is really not affected by this. They only took him out of the match and they kept everything as is.
Right, but it's everything moving forward.
Everything
going... Because Roman was going to be the champion moving forward.
Right, so going forward now, your feud... Going forward, the Braun-Drew feud will probably now be for the championship. Rollins-Ambrose will probably be now for the Intercontinental Championship. They're your top two feuds.
Yep.
On Monday Night Raw going forward. It's finally, we're now finally breaking away from the Rollins-Ambrose versus McIntyre-Ziggler thing. We're gone. Pushed away. That's done. We've been sitting through for 8 weeks now. That story's done. Which I said on Thursday, like, it needs to end. Unfortunately, the circumstances are leading up to it. Underway, it should end, but it's ending. This will help people moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've now acknowledged that the product was slowing down. It was stagnating even a little bit because they were caught in a holding pattern. And now they're coming out of it. And now they're hitting the gas pedal on a lot of new storylines leading into really Survivor Series and probably the Rumble for some of them, but not all of them. So you're now building to your next big pay-per-view, which again is Survivor Series. So
yeah, let's call a spade a spade. Your main event for Saudi Arabia is Sean. Sean selling whatever Crown Jewel is going to be. That's Sean.
Yeah.
That's Sean, Han, and Taker and Kane. Going forward.
That's going to be your old guys.
That's your money thing, and that's what you're going to do. After that, it's, you know, for the group, it's Survivor Series. That's where the entire group. Sunday for the women is their moment. For the rest of everyone, it's Survivor Series. And that's where the focus is now being pointed.
Yeah, is you've got everything set for Crown Jewel. You've got everything set for Revolution. Now they're looking to the next pay-per-view, which is Survivor Series. And then they're slowly looking after Survivor Series. And they're looking at Rumble. And they're starting to look at WrestleMania. And right now is the time when you really start to set up your long-distance WrestleMania plans, where you lay that foundation work for some of the matches, as you do it here, where you can have that really slow build on certain feuds. And I feel like that's what they did tonight, at least for Seth and Dean. They reignited that long-standing rivalry between the two, where originally Seth turned against Dean and those two fought, and then they kind of kissed and made up a little bit and reformed the Shield, and then Dean got hurt and Dean was gone. And Dean was gone, and Dean was gone, and Dean was gone, and Seth moved on, like everybody expected him to, and he won titles, and he got accolades, and he was on TV every week, and Roman was on TV every week, and he won titles, and he won accolades, and he was main eventing every pay-per-view, and he was everywhere. And here's poor Dean Ambrose sitting at home, stuck on the couch, watching it all happen, and there's no mention of him, there's no even thought of him, it looks like. So Dean comes back. He's super pissed off, right? He's been bitter. He's been angry since he came back. Nobody has asked why. Nobody has addressed why Dean is so angry, especially not Seth and Roman. Seth has been using Dean as a weapon, and Roman is just kind of oblivious to what's going on, it feels like, because he's not checking on his best friend and making sure his best friend is okay. So you have all that going on in the background, right? Like, all of that going on. And we've all been kind of wondering, is Dean going to turn? Is Dean going to turn? Because of the way that he's been acting. Well, tonight we got our answer. And I feel like I know a lot of people are going, well, this was insensitive of WWE to do, and they shouldn't have. And well, but here's the thing. If you don't do it now, when they win the titles and they have that feel-good moment, when do you do it? Do you wait that long for Survivor Series to set this up? Or do you do what you probably originally planned to do the whole night?
It probably wasn't tonight, but this was a plan.
This was ready to go. They did it tonight because of the Roman announcement. So I was like, okay, all right, this is the opportunity that we've been waiting for, because you need to kick that feud off. Because again, you're shuffling people, you're shuffling storylines. I wouldn't be surprised if they go and pull Bray Wyatt out of wherever the hell he is.
It took 40. Anyway.
And bring him back to TV. And Bray, honey, why are you a Raiders fan? Why? Why do you do that to yourself?
He loves football.
He loves football, but why is he a Raiders fan? Why would you do that? That's almost as bad as being a Browns fan.
Yeah, anyway. So going off all of that, the biggest supporter of probably what happened tonight for his boy is Roman. Robin Sales Finest in chat. Hey, I'm a Raiders fan. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry, but why? I mean, unless you grew up there. If you grew up there, I completely understand and I respect that. I'm a Falcons fan, just so everybody's aware, and a Braves fan. So I go back and forth between sports teams that just suck and don't make smart decisions at all. Like, I'm right there with him. I completely get it. But at the same time, it's like, why? Why are you like that? What are you... Like, how does a kid from...
Florida.
Bumblefreak Florida become a Raiders fan? I need to know the answer to this question.
The black and silver. I mean, we don't hate anything. Anyway, so there's all that. So anyway, Roman was probably the biggest supporter, and you go from there. Yeah, he's happy. His boys are going to be put in the spotlight. He knows.
Like, he's probably fine with it. Here's the thing. Roman, the story that they told tonight is Roman is the glue that held Seth and Dean together. They came back together for Roman. That's what they did. And now he's not there anymore. And because nothing else has been addressed with Dean, Dean has turned on Seth. Because there is that mutual distrust. And Dean has sat at home for months and watch this. Like, they very deliberately did it at the end of the show, because you could have done it at the beginning. You could have had Dean attack Roman and Seth. It would have been completely wrong, but you could have had Dean do it, right? You could have had Dean betray them both, but he didn't. He only betrayed Seth. It was the only one he did, because in his mind at this point, the Shield is dead. Without Roman, there is no Shield. There is no reason to be friends with this a-hole who stabbed me in the back, and I still don't trust. Like, the story that they told tonight was Roman is the glue of the Shield. He's what keeps them together. And now that glue's not there anymore.
And with that, this has been the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're back. Thursday.
Hey!
10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Tune in. We'll be talking about stuffs, news notes, NXT, SmackDown, Mae Young, and
Mixed Match Challenge, and we're going to preview Evolution.
That's right. We're going to preview Evolution, so you don't want to miss that. It's The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
The Rack Extra Total Divas will be returning at some point. Just give us some time.
Yeah. Just so everybody's aware, I had a personal emergency that I'm still dealing with. I had something happen that was pretty major. So my schedule is completely up in the air right now because I'm trying to deal with that and work and life. And so just appreciate your patience with everything. Things may be a little bit behind. Things may get missed. So just so everybody's aware, life happened on my end. So we'll have to see how this goes.
That said, the show's back Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, the live shows are back. Pre-recorded shows we have to see.
Well, we're going to figure that one out.
Yeah, we're going to figure it out.
Check out Fortnite with Friends, following The Rack, and on Saturday nights, twitch.tv/WTLive. Check out all the video game content for WW2K19 at twitch.tv/WTLive. Saturday night, midnight-ish, Super Radio, SuperRadioLive.com. Sunday, after Evolution, Wrestle Talk Radio will be live, probably around 10:45 Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. That Wild Talk Radio at facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
Follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD.
Thanks to Gerwick.net and MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for The Rack, and right back here for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Long day, where's the Wild Talk Radio Network? Streaming live on twitch.tv/WTLive. Streaming live on TuneIn Radio, search Wild Talk Radio Network. And streaming live right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.